you're a professional Christian woman who isn't experiencing the joy, fulfillment, or outcomes that you want in your career, this episode is for you. Today, I am sharing a clarion call to professional Christian women, a call to think differently about how you approach your career in 2025. In this episode, we'll explore how to stop letting fear hold you back, how to step out of hiding and boldly use the gifts God has given you, and why your career is an avenue to glorify God and not your purpose in itself. I also share some deeply personal stories and faith-filled revelations that have shaped the strategies and mindset shifts that I'm offering you today. I hope that by the end of this episode, you will feel equipped to approach your career with faith, clarity, and confidence, and just inspired to invite God into every part of your professional life. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, 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 wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Welcome to a new year. It is 2025 and we made it. Woohoo! I wish I had some of those like background sounds. I would put some like cheering music in the back, but we're here, y'all. We're here in a brand new year. And I hope your 2025 has been off to a great and blessed start. If you are snowed in like I've been for the past week here in St. Louis, I hope that you're staying warm, both inside and outside, just like wearing warm clothes, drinking warm drinks, eating warm food. If you are in California and are currently being impacted by the fires that are currently raging, I'm praying for you. I just pray that you're staying safe. I pray that you're getting support however you need it. If you have lost belongings, like you've been directly impacted, that's just like, there's literally just no words. I just want you to know that I see you. I'm thinking of you, and I pray that the Lord will restore all that has been lost. We're in a new year, y'all. New year. And this episode is not really what I sat down to record today. Let me be real. So I was going to start a new series on getting promoted in 2025, which I am going to do. But a couple of days ago, maybe a few days ago, during one of my worship sessions, I felt this urge to record a podcast that was really like a clarion call, just like a call to professional Christian women. And I, in the middle of worship, was like writing notes furiously. And then I put it on the back burner. Like I was going to not record it, which we'll talk about a bit, but I don't know. Like it's this thing of, it's like, okay, when I was in worship, I felt led to record this episode, but now that I'm out of it, am I still supposed to? Were those notes just for me? I don't know, but honestly, it can't hurt. So here I am doing it. I am recording the episode. If you're new here, like if you have never ever listened to an episode, maybe you came into this year saying you wanted something to be different in your career, and so you were looking for podcasts and you found me. First of all, welcome, girl. So excited you're here. But second, I am a career counselor and coach and a Jesus lover. I love the Lord. I'm Christian. I grew up Christian. That's what I know and how I look through the world. So I operate and walk through the world with a Christian lens. And so that usually means that in the past, I've talked about my faith publicly on social media. When I'm coaching women, I usually talk about the Bible and the Lord and bring in some Christian principles into my coaching. And I don't always have Christian clients. So in my programs, I've had clients who are not Christian and they still work with me and oftentimes will hear some of those principles if they're in a group setting. They will hear it and move with it. And the reason why I'm sharing that is to really give you a sense of this episode, I guess, some context for this episode and where it's coming from. Now, even though I talk and have talked about my faith, and I've even had some clients who have worked with me and they've literally said, I work with you because you talk about your faith, it has never been front and center in my marketing. So like I'll talk about my faith in my Instagram stories. I might mention it in an email here or there, but it was never front and center in here's who I am and who I have a desire to serve. And so this is like an aside. I feel like, y'all, like maybe over the past year, year and a half, I've been seen like just more and more. It feels like the Lord is calling more of his children to be bold for him. Like no more hiding, being scared, being nervous, no more like, you know, keeping God in the closet, so to speak. It's like, no, he wants us to be out loud and about for him. And I felt that pull mid last year. I didn't really lean into it. And I'll be candid. I think part of it was, I think I was just scared, really. I think I was worried that if I went all out and was marketing to Christian women, then nobody would come to me for services, so to speak, which again makes no sense when women have literally said they wanted to work with me because of my faith. But anyway, here I am, like this year, I started really leaning into the fact that I do want to serve professional Christian women. Now, if you're listening and you're not Christian and you come to me, am I still going to help you? Absolutely. Can I help you? Absolutely. Like, yeah, I'm a counselor by training. We are trained to work with anybody who walks through our door. I teach counselors and I teach my students. We serve anybody no matter who they are and what they identify as. So that's just a foundation of how I'm trained professionally and I have that ability. Now, that being said, if a Christian woman is working with me, we're going to talk about the Bible. We're going to talk about the Lord. We're going to talk about, you know, how the Lord wants us to walk through the world. Like, I'm not going to put that on the back burner. And so I think I just want to put that more front and center this year. And so as a part of that, this is why I was laughing earlier when I said this episode came to me a few days ago and then I wasn't going to record it. And it's like, girl, you said you were going to be bold for the Lord. Why are you trying to put this on the back burner? Like, record the episode. It makes no sense. Like, literally, y'all, I sat down today. I scripted the next episode that I'm going to record. It will be episode 107. Like, I was ready to record it. And my heart was just like, you said the first episode you were going to record was going to be this call to professional Christian women. That is what you need to record. And, you know, I just be like, when things like that happen, I'm like, okay, you know what, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Like, to me, it was the Holy Spirit saying, I gave you an assignment, do the assignment first. So I really just have felt like the first thing I put out there publicly in 2025 needed to be this episode. If you're a Christian woman, it's a professional call for you. If you're not a Christian woman, I really still want you to listen. Like, if you're still here, you haven't checked out already, listen to this episode. I genuinely think you will find benefit from it, regardless of your beliefs, okay? So this episode is a call to professional Christian women. It's a mix of things that I've experienced or gone through in my own career, things that maybe I've had to coach my Christian clients through, just like mindsets that I've had to help them work through, or just even things that I've seen maybe online in the social media world. And like I said, I was in the middle of worship when it just, like, I just started writing furiously in my Remarkable. Like, I just started writing out these key points. And so I'm going to talk through them. It's a different kind of episode in that it's not, usually I have like point by point, here's the problem, here's the solution. And that's not what this is. It's my thoughts. I'm going to give them to you. And I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through me as I share this, and that this episode is a blessing to you and helps you start 2025 on a strong note. Let's get into it. Okay. When I say professional Christian women, I'm really thinking about the woman who works in a professional capacity and identifies as Christian. I just think that if you say that you are a child of God, you cannot live life, or rather you cannot do your career without that lens. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. It's a lot of times, and I've seen this over and over with my own clients, where for some reason, we forget to invite the Lord into our careers, into our professional world. I don't know why that is. If you're listening to this episode and you have some thoughts, slide in my DMs on Instagram. I want to hear from, like, I want us to have a conversation, because, you know, podcasting can be like a one-way road, but I would love to hear from you. So go to at her career doctor on Instagram. Let's talk about this. But I've just seen that over and over where when I bring up the Lord, my Christian clients are like, I never even thought about that, or I never even considered that, or oh my gosh, yes. Like, it just never occurred to them. And it's like, God cares about literally every part of your life. Like, all of it. He's the reason you even have a career. So why would you not say, hey, God, come in here, let's do this together? Like, why wouldn't you? You need to. So let me get into some of these. I'm calling it a call to professional Christian women because literally I have no idea what else to call this episode. So here we go. First one is stop buying into fear-mongering about your career. That's my first call to you. Stop buying into fear-mongering about your career. I have this sense that online, there's a lot of fear-mongering around the world of work and what is available and who can get jobs and who's getting fired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, is that a reality? Yes, it is. And at the same time, we are not of this world, which means we have a different reality from actual reality, so to speak. Like, we are not of the world, so we have a different belief system, which also means we have different expectations of what the Lord can do in our careers. So while, yes, people are saying they're not finding jobs, it's hard, I'm not invalidating that. It's true. And at the same time, people are getting jobs. Like, I had clients last year who landed jobs within 2 months, within 7 weeks, right? Like, and this is jobs they wanted while increasing their salaries. Like, the Lord works beyond the natural order of things. And so if you are feeding into or buying into these like really scary messages about what's possible for you in your career and you're letting that control you, you do yourself a disservice and you actually forget the fact that you cannot operate in faith and fear at the same time. I think that might be one of the calls later on. I have to go. I haven't looked at like the notes since I wrote them, but I might say this again later. But just know that if you are being driven in your career decisions by fear, you are automatically not operating on faith. And so what do you want to do about that? Like, do you want to operate in faith or fear? It's up to you. Pick one. Pick one. Don't do both. Okay. The second call is to stop searching for purpose. I want you to stop looking for purpose in your career, in your life. I remember early on in my business, so many women would come to me trying to find career fulfillment and be like, I'm just trying to find my purpose. And it's like, girl, listen. If you look up the word purpose, purpose is literally defined as the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So when you say that you're looking for purpose, you're saying you're looking for the reason you exist. You're trying to figure out why you were created. Girl, God already told us why he created us, to glorify him. That's your purpose, point blank. Period. You were put on this earth to glorify God. You don't need to look for it. You don't need to search for it. It was already built into you and your DNA. Our purpose has been clearly defined by the Lord. Your career is just one way to live out your purpose. Your career is not your purpose. Being an engineer is not your purpose. Being a teacher is not your purpose. Being an accountant is not your purpose. Your purpose is to glorify God. Being an engineer is a way that you can glorify God by using the talents he has given you. In your workplace, you can glorify God in the way that you interact with your colleagues, right? So your career is an avenue to live out your purpose, but it is not your purpose. And so I want to invite you, if you have been of that mindset of trying to figure out what your purpose is, and you identify as a child of God, a Jesus lover, a Christian, stop looking for your purpose. God already gave it to you, is to glorify him. The third call that I have for you is to stop hiding under humility. Stop hiding under humility. Now, let me pause and say that I think that the word humility has been used to oppress women for years, and particularly oppress Christian women. Because yes, the Bible does call us to be humble. And when you look up that word humility, it's defined as a modest or low view of one's own importance. a modest, a low view of your importance. Humility is not self-deprecating. Humility is not talking down to yourself. Humility is not talking trash to yourself. Humility is not hiding your talent. Humility is having a low view of your own importance, which as Christians we should, because everything we are, everything we have is because of God, is because He has given it to us. So everything you achieve should be pointing back to the Lord. To be humble is to give Him the glory. To be humble is to point your light, your talent, your achievements back to Him. It's not to hide it. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, and it's because this story was it was pivotal for me. So let me even tell you the story. So back 7 years ago, like I counted right before this episode, wild. I've you know, been in business with Her Career Doctor for over 7 years now. I started in 2019. I remember before I started my business, I remember so clearly, I was sitting in bed, I was journaling, I was praying to the Lord. I was like, I want to start a business because I want to have impact, because I want to help women. And also I wanted another source of income, but I really did not want money to become an idol in my life. Like that is a prayer that I pray till today consistently. But I remember back then I was like, Lord, I don't want money to be an idol. Should I start this business? Should I not start this business? Like, yeah, I was doing the thing that I feel like is a pattern in my life as I'm talking to you now, where I'm like, I don't want to make the wrong decision. Help me. And the Lord is like, girl, you don't have the power to ruin your life. Just do what I called you to do. Oh my gosh. But so I remember so clearly, sitting in my bed, journaling, trying to figure out if I should start the business or not, because I really did not want money to become an idol in my life. And the Holy Spirit took me to, Matthew 25, I think. I'm not looking it up right now, but it's the story of the master and the servant and the talents. And it's where, I'm pretty sure it's Matthew 25. If it's not 25, it's 23, one of those two, where the master is going on a trip. And when he's leaving, he gives three servants three different sizes of talent. He gives one five, one two or three, I think it was two, and one talent. First of all, I looked this up recently. If you look up that word talent, in back then, talent was money. And one talent in today's money is something like $20 million or $2 million, something crazy. Like it's in the millions for sure. I don't remember if it was two or 20, you can Google it, but it was a ton of money in today's world. So first of all, that's, I wanted to put that as an aside. But every time I think about the story, I think we can look at talent literally back then, which is he gave them money. And I often think of talent as what we think of it today, like the talents God has put in you. But either way, the Lord gave these three servants three different sizes of talent. And then when he came back, the one he gave five talents to went to him and said, Lord, here are 10 talents, pretty much. Like I took the five you gave me, I went to the gate and I multiplied it. Here's 10 back for you. The Lord, well, the master in the story said, you know, good and faithful servant, great job. He rewarded him with something. I don't remember what the reward was right now. The one he gave two talents to, same thing, multiplied it to four. The one he gave one talent to, he said, Lord, here's your one talent back. I hid it. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm having a moment right now. Oh, God is good. He said, I buried it. I hid it because I knew that you were maybe like strict or something like that. So here's your one talent back. Let me tell you why I just had a moment. This in my, when I was worshiping, I literally just wrote, stop hiding under humility. In the story I'm telling you, the servant who was given one talent, he buried the one talent. God is good. Anyway, I hope I didn't explain that well, but I hope it clicked for you. Anyway, and so that one who hid the talent and gave him back the exact one back, the master said to him, you wicked and slothful, lazy, you wicked and lazy servant. And he took the one talent from him and gave it to the one who multiplied it. I think the one who had five, the Lord gave it to him. First of all, if you're a Christian, let me pause aside. You should be in your word reading the Bible, okay? So I need you to go find this story, either Matthew 25 or 23. Go find the story, read it for yourself, okay? And pray that the Holy Spirit gives you revelation. Anyway, back to my point. When you hide what God has given you, He literally calls you wicked and lazy. Like if you didn't know, so in that story, the master is the Lord, the servants are us. And God has given us, whether it's money, if you want to look at it literally, or talent in your body, right? Like speaking, drawing, whatever it may be. When you hide what the Lord has given you, he calls you wicked and lazy, and he will take it away from you. When you don't use the talents God has given you, when you bury them, when you hide them, he will take it away from you. God has called us to use what he has given us, to multiply what he has given us. Again, if you go back to that story, the one he gave five to said, I went to the gate and multiplied it. He worked. He was doing work and used that to multiply what God has given him. Hiding your talent is not humility, it is hiding. Hiding your talent is not humility, it is burying what the Lord has put in you and on you. So I want to call you into 2025 to stop hiding what God has given you. Put it on a lamp. I lost my train of thought there, but my brain is trying to think of it. I don't know where in the Bible this is, but where it says that we are a light to the world. And what good is a light if the light is hidden, right? Like if you hide the light, then it's useless. When you use humility to cover your talents, cover your gifts, cover your accomplishments, you're hiding the light God has given you. And you're useless. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying like, this is the Bible. Like Jesus said it, y'all, not me. Okay. So I want to invite you to stop hiding under humility and broadcast the gifts and talents the Lord has given you. And when you're broadcasting them, here's what it means to be humble. Give God the glory. God is the one who gives you the ability to speak, to write, to create. He's the reason you can make more money and invest and build wealth. He's the reason you have talents. Just give the glory back to him and stop hiding it. Okay? The next call, I'm going to stop doing numbers, y'all, because I don't lose track of the numbers. But the next call that I have for you, if you're a professional Christian woman, I guess this is more of a note, but it's hard to bear fruit when you're miserable. It's hard to bear fruit when you're miserable. In Galatians 5, we're told that the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness. There's nine of them. Was that nine? I think that was nine of them. Sister, my sister in Christ, you are not filled with love when you're spending 40 hours a week in a place that is draining you and making you unhappy. You are not filled with joy when you wake up every morning terrified, miserable, unhappy about the place you're going to go spend all your waking hours. You do not have patience with your loved ones when your patience has been worn thin at a job that is sucking you dry. You cannot be good and gentle and faithful and kind when you spend most of your waking hours in a place that makes you hate life, in a place that makes you doubt yourself, doubt your skills, that makes you depressed and anxious, that makes you lose weight or gain weight so you hate how you look, that makes your skin break out, that makes you have ulcers, that makes you have low motivation and low creativity. When you are in a miserable job, you are miserable. When you are in a job that you don't like, you are unhappy. And you cannot bear fruit, which we are called to do, because that is the fruit of the Spirit, is to be loving, to be joyful, to be peaceful, to be kind, to be patient. You can't do that when you spend all your waking hours in a job that you hate. And so I want to call you into, if you have been staying stuck in a job that you know is not right for you, and you know it's making you miserable and unhappy, but you've stayed because maybe you don't have clarity about what else you can do, or you're afraid about making a change and starting over or taking a pay cut or losing everything you've worked for. Remember the first call. You can't move in fear and faith at the same time. One, two, do something about it this year. Do something about it. I mean, obviously, ideally, I want you to work with me as your coach to help you do something about it. But girl, I don't care what you do. Pray to the Lord to show you a way out. If it's a different coach, if it's a mentor, if it's a resource, if it's finding another job, do something about it. Because you cannot bear fruit, which we are called to do, if you are miserable every minute, every moment that you are awake. Because this is what I think a lot of people don't realize, is that you spend most of your waking hours at or interacting with your work. Like most of us spend more time involved in our work than with our loved ones. You cannot expect that you spend most of your waking hours in a place that makes you miserable and then you just magically stop being miserable when you stop working. Girl, that's not how it works. That misery goes with you into your personal life. That misery follows you into your personal relationships. And so my invitation to you is to remember that it is hard to bear fruit if you're miserable. The next call for you is to recognize that your career is an avenue to bless other people. Your career is an avenue to bless other people. In Dal, I'm not even going to try. It's something. 818. I can't. Deuteronomy 818, maybe? I should look it up, but y'all, I don't feel like, let me be honest. But there's a verse in the Bible that says that the Lord is the one who gives us the ability to build wealth. I'm paraphrasing, right? Like the skills and everything that you use to build wealth comes from the Lord. In Proverbs something, it says that a good man leaves wealth for his children's children. That is talking about generational wealth. Proverbs tells us that a good man, a wise person, builds generational wealth. How do we make money? Most of us, through our jobs or our business if we have one. I share those verses to show that your career is a way to bring in income, right? For you to be to make money and to build wealth. And if we look in the New Testament, we're told over and over that true Christianity is to bless the widows and the orphans. We're told to give to the poor. We're told, I think it's in 1 John, like love, like you don't have love if you see a brother in need and you don't help them, even though you have the means to help them. And if you don't have love, you're not of God. Like that is in 1 John, right? So it's like, we are called to be a blessing to people, to be a blessing to the world. And one of the ways we do that is when we make money. We can use our money to bless people, to fund missions, right? I think I saw this today actually in 3 John. It talks about how when people are going out to do the work of the Lord, funding that work and being like given to that work is also beneficial, right? I'm paraphrasing all these things. Go read the Bible. Let the Lord speak to you himself, okay? But all that to say, your career is a way for you to be a blessing. I don't want you to forget that. And I think part of why I'm also sharing this is I saw this when I started my business. I saw this last year with multiple clients where in my own clients' word, they had this fear that to desire money is to be unchristlike. One of them even said that in her church, she was told that to be Christian is to be poor, straight up. And so they struggle because something that I coach on is increasing your salary. And I teach you negotiation strategies to increase your salary. And so I remember one of my clients so clear, like she, because one thing I do for my clients is when you are actively negotiating, we'll go back and forth. I'm telling you what to ask for, what to say. And so she and I are swapping voice notes. And in the midst of her negotiating, she is unpacking all these like mindset issues and limiting beliefs around negotiating and money. And in our coaching call, we then talked about it in more detail. But there is, for some Christian women, this may resonate with you, it may not, but I know that there is some belief that money is unchristlike. And often a verse that is used to browbeat Christians is the love of money is the root of evil. And what we forget is it doesn't say that money is the root of evil. It says the love of money. The love of it, when money becomes the idol, when you put money over the Lord, when you put money over ministry, when you put money over helping people, that is the beginning or the root of evil. And so I want to invite you, I didn't even write this down, but I think that's what this one is tied into is yes, your career is a way to bless people. And if you have struggled with a desire for financial freedom because you think it's unchristlike, first of all, I invite you to pray about this, right? Ask the Lord to speak to you about it. I'm just sharing with you where I have come from my own study, my own time in the Word, and my own conversations. And so I'm just sharing my lens with you. But I have come to the point where it's like you cannot be a blessing to other people without money. Well, you can't. Like, let me back up. You can give your time, right? But let me just say your money is a way to bless other people. Money is a way to fund kingdom work. Money is a way to fund ministries. Money is a way to fund churches, right? And so if you don't have money, how are you going to bless people, right? Like, again, I'm not saying money is the only, please hear me. I'm not saying it's the only way. I'm saying it is a way. And so therefore, it in itself is not, cannot be evil. It is how you use the tool that can be evil. Okay, let me move on from this one. The next call I have for you, oh, this is a good one. This one came to me years, like 4 years ago on a coaching call. And I don't think I've ever said it publicly, but it came back to me in this time of worship that I was in. And it's that you need to stop waiting for certainty to move in your career. And I remember this one so clearly. It wasn't a coaching call in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. I was coaching a client. You know, again, that program, this is just to give you an example. It's a group program. And often I know which of my clients are Christian and are not. And so that shapes how I coach them individually within the group, right? So this client was Christian and she was talking about how she's been scared to make a change in her career because she's just been trying to control the outcome and control things. And in that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't need faith if you have certainty of the outcome. You don't need faith if you are already certain of the outcome. And the reason why I said it's the Holy Spirit is because I'm very much, this is not personal, like I'm in the camp of, you know, sometimes the Lord, I think the Lord speaks to me sometimes through feeling things, sometimes through knowing things, definitely through dreams. But I still pray and struggle with like, Lord, is this you? Like that's an ongoing thing with me and the Lord. But when things that are just profound just drop in my spirit, I'm like, that wasn't me. I mean, I know I'm smart. I have a PhD, but I ain't that smart. Like some things I just say, I'm like, thank you, Lord, because that was you. And especially when I have never thought it before, I have never said it before, it just drops and is just the perfect message for that moment. It's the Holy Spirit. And I don't know why I've never talked about this one publicly, but I remembered it so clearly and it came back to me. And so if you are a self-proclaimed control freak, you like to be in control of everything, you like to know the outcome before you make a move, and you know that you've been wanting to take a move in your career, or just in general, making decisions in your career. And you're like, I just want to be sure of the outcome. I just want to be certain before I make a move. I'm just waiting to know. Girl, if you're certain of the outcome, then you don't need faith. Faith is literally, in Hebrews, the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. Like literally, faith is you being sure in what you are uncertain about. So if you have been holding yourself back in your career because you are waiting to feel certain, I want you to know that you don't need faith in those situations. And so, I mean, I'm not sure what the outcome is here, but it's like, girl, do you want to be sure or do you want to have faith in God? And before you answer that, remember that the Bible tells us that without faith, you cannot please God. So he calls us to a life of faith. So pray about that. Okay. Pray about that. The next one, this one was a personal one for me. Like this is something the Holy Spirit told me and I'm sharing with you. It came back to me. And I'm just going to read it to you first and then give you the context. And this one is that I want you to trust that you don't have the power to close doors that God has opened for you. Trust that you don't have the power to close doors God has opened for you. Now, let me give you the backstory. This one starts way back in 2017, 18, when I was finishing my PhD and I was trying to figure out my next career move. I mean, really, I needed to advance into my next level role as a faculty member, but I did not think I had the skills. Let's be honest, self-doubt. I didn't think I could be successful. And so I kept looking for ways to do other things that were in my comfort zone. Go back to the school, because I used to work as a school counselor. I could be a school counselor director, or go back to career counseling, right? Because I worked as a career counselor. I could be a director of career services. Like I was trying to go back to all these things that I knew, certainty. I knew I could be good at. I knew I would be successful at. Instead of going into the role, the next level role that I was being called to, which was to be a faculty member, a counseling faculty. But in that period, when I was about to graduate, I was hemming and hawing and praying like, Lord, what move should I make? Help me, show me a sign, give me the direction, give me clarity about what to do. What job should I take? Mind you, let me just tell you right now, y'all, God did not clearly answer that question back then. Okay, let me just tell you. Now I know that he did, but it was years later. I don't even remember what I was doing. I remember I was in my kitchen. I don't remember what I was thinking about, but the Holy Spirit just dropped in my heart. Maybe I was doing the same thing in a different situation, but either way, what the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart was that I don't have the power to close doors that God has opened for me. I just don't. And so I think it was like, girl, just make a move and trust that the Lord is with you. Take the step and trust that he's going to catch you. Like, take the step and trust that if that door is open, God wanted you to walk through it. Because if he didn't, the door would have been closed. Like, just trust that. Now, I know there's probably something to be said here of making mistakes and yada, yada, yada. I'm just giving you what was given to me. And what has brought me comfort when I'm trying to make decisions is like, Lord, I just trust that this is a door that you want me to walk through. And if it doesn't work out, you didn't want me to walk through that door. Like, I just trust that if it works, if it's successful, it's where I'm supposed to be. That's all I got for you on that one. Okay? Pray about it. I keep saying that because some of these things are just, I think there's just some things that you just know from the Lord, right? And I've always said to people, like, when people try to use logic to try to explain away Christianity, I'm like, okay, literally by definition of my faith, it's not logical. It's not meant to be, faith by its very definition, it's not meant to be logical, okay? So stop looking for logic in faith. And so there's some things that I'm telling you because I received them and they came back to me during that moment of worship when I got the notes I'm using to record this podcast. And so because I received them, I want you to pray about it and see what the Lord says to you about them, right? So when I say pray about it, I'm not like being flippant or being like, just blowing you off. I literally mean, go to God and ask him if this makes sense for you and your career and your life, okay? And that, oh my, God is good, y'all. God is so good. Because I just looked down at my notes and the last point, which I'm about to give you, the last point, literally, I'm reading to you from my journal. It says, pray in your career, invite God into your work. Oh. I want to do a praise dance because I could not have planned that segue better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is good. But that's the last call that I have for you is pray in your career. Invite God into your work. Stop trying. Okay, first of all, let me pause here. Okay, y'all. I'm going to edit this. I usually put it through an editing thing to clean things up, right? Clean up like any background noise. But if you hear construction because my neighbor is banging on something, roll with it. And I'm sharing that because in my head, I'm like, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar because multiple times in recording this, I have almost gotten frustrated and been like, let me just stop and record this later. But I'm not going to do that. And I don't know if my editing will take out all the sounds, but if it doesn't, hopefully you still get the message, okay? But let me come back to this. Invite God into your career. Stop trying to do your career without him. Y'all, literally, I remember when I was doing my dissertation. And so back then, when I did my dissertation, I was using a data set that was, it was like a private data set. So you had to like sign an affidavit to even use that data set. You had to have a computer in a special room that nobody else could access. So I would be on campus at like 10 p.m. analyzing data. And it was getting to like a crucial point in my dissertation research where I needed to analyze my data. Like it needed to be done so I could write. And it wasn't working, y'all. Like I was trying, I was following the instructions. It wasn't working. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I just paused and I just prayed. Literally, I was like, Lord, help me. I don't remember what I prayed. I'm just telling you what I think I would have said, but just like, help me make this make sense. Help it work. And I kid you not, this is how my Lord works. I went back to the binder with the instructions and I found a set of instructions that I had been missing. And once I put that in there, my data worked. I finished analyzing my data that very night. Ever since then, because coming into, remember I told you earlier, like I was scared to advance into a professor role because I didn't think I had the skills. Well, the skills I didn't think I had was research skills. I did not think I was a good researcher And so I was candidly scared to become a professor and not get tenured, which testimony, I got tenured last year, glory be to the Lord. But now I feel more confident in my ability to problem solve. But early in my career, like every time I would sit down to run data, I would pray, Lord, help this data make sense. I still do it now. Like help it work. Like so that because if the data doesn't make sense, I can't write the research. If I can't write the research, I can't submit it for publication. If I don't submit it for publication, I'm not getting tenured back then. Like that was the cycle. So it's like I need my data analysis to work for me to be successful in my job. Come to find out now, like I'm the quantitative researcher, like in my department. Like I love research now and I love looking at data and numbers. It's God is good. But all that to say, I pray about that. Like when I'm walking down from my office to my classroom, I'm praying. Not always, but when I remember, I'm asking the Lord to give me wisdom when I'm speaking to my students, to open the minds of my students to receive the word, to make the classroom a conducive environment for them. Like I'm praying before that. Before a meeting, I'll ask the Lord to give me patience because God is still working with me on that one, to give me patience before I go into a meeting. Right? So just invite him into your career. Stop trying to do life. Career is life, really. Stop trying to do it on your own. Just invite him in and let him be a part of the process. Okay? So that's what I have for you today. That is my call to you as a professional Christian woman. If you are not a Christian woman and you listened all the way to the end, first, let me say thank you. Thank you for listening. Second, let me say, I hope that you found value in this episode. And third, let me say, I hope that you will look into Christianity. Pick up a Bible, read it for yourself, find a pastor, a preacher. Yeah, just do the work. Just learn more. And like, it's like, yeah, I don't consider myself an evangelist, so I'm not sure the words to say, but just, I feel like if you are here at the end and you're not Christian, then the Lord wanted you to be here at the end. And so lean into that and see where it leads you. Thanks for listening. And I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.